Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, man? I'm just making a list.
1, 2, 3, 4. Man, it's going to take me a long time to count. 5,000, man. That's a long list, right?
That is a big list.
We're going to talk about the Inc. 5,000. That's what we're talking about today, right?
It is. I think it's one of my favorite things that they do every year.
Yeah, well, you're all over it. You're all over it. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and what the Inc. 5000 is, how Fullscale made the list. Thank you, Fullscale, and a bunch of other companies too. So we're happy about that. Before we get too far into this episode, today's show is powered by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Fullscale is an Inc. 5000 company as of 2022, first year eligible. You know, Matt, when you think about the Inc. 5000, you mentioned that it's one of your favorite things, and we're going to, you know, kind of outline. I think a lot of people want to know what the, you know, what, where, how, when, who, why, all of it. But, you know, when you think about it, and well, before I ask you this, you know, the Inc. 5000 lists the 5,000 fastest growing private companies in the U.S. And, you know, it's a list that's based on the percentage of revenue growth over a 3-year period. So this year's list, which is the 2022 list, would have been 2021, 2020, 2019. So it looks at 3 years, and you know, there's some. This is largely, when you say private companies, that's going to be startups, but they're not all startups. I mean, there's some companies on there with huge amounts of revenue. But when you think of Inc. 5000, what comes to mind?
Well, there's a lot of rewards like this around startups. And you even have like Gartner, you know, will have like Gartner's Cool Companies or Forrester Wave. And there's all these kinds of different things that, you know, if you're a startup, you want to have this on your pitch deck or whatever. And be like, oh, we're a cool company because we achieved this thing. And honestly, I feel like 80% of them are scams and they're pay to play thing. You're like, oh, I paid $2,000 to CIO.com so we could have this badge to put on our thing or whatever. To me, like Gartner and Forrester are definitely legit, but Inc. 5000 to me is one of the most legit ones. And it's simple. It's just the fastest growing companies in the United States, and they print it in the magazine. Your grandma can go get it at the grocery store and open it up and look at the list. And I just think it's cool. It's one of the just kind of every year benchmarks of the fastest growing companies. I think they do a really good job with it.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great explanation. Thanks, Matt. You know, you can also find the listing at incinc.com, which I think a lot of people find it there. And Matt did a great job of describing what it is. Now, in regards to the 5,000 companies, there's a hell of a lot more than 5,000 companies that apply to be on the list. And they do charge an application fee to be on, you know, to be considered. You have to send in some financial statements, and
it's pretty nominal.
They look at who you are. Now, I agree with you with the quote list game. It's amazing how many emails I have received over the last 4 or 5 years that are addressed to Full Scale, Gigabook, Startup Hustle, all of it. Yeah. And you know what, Matt? We have amazingly made their list if we want to pay a publication fee or something like that. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, who is this?
They're very now, scammy.
Yeah. And there are a lot of that stuff is pay to play. Now, you know, with that, I don't have a problem like paying an application fee because someone, you know, they're running a business. And in Inc's case, they do want you to license their logo.
They do.
You know, so, you know, now that said, I mean, I have a respect for the fact that they're running the business. I don't think that's pay to play because they're not going to not put you on the list because you didn't buy the logo.
Right.
They give you like a whole, when you say you buy it, you license the ability to use their name in your print and other stuff. And they give you a whole slew of stuff. Like they get, you got to respect the hustle a little bit on that. Now, that's a lot different than you'll make the list if you pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've received some real wild ones over the years. You know, I was, I think in the last few months, I was invited to participate as a participant in a reality TV show as long as I had a $50,000. I was like, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird pay-to-play stuff out there.
Yeah, you can watch Startup Hustle TV for free and you don't have to pay 50 grand for that. But okay, so you know, we mentioned what the Inc. 5000 was. Now we're, you know, as Full Scale, which we often talk about on the show, it's a business that Matt and I own together, was eligible for the first time this year. And in order to do that, you got to have 3 years of financial statements. So I will say it is a little, possibly a little easier to make it in year 3 or 4 because you have little numbers. Well, probably little numbers. We did over $1 million in revenue in our first year in business, which is not typical for, and it wasn't even a full year. It is, I think, a little easier on the math's a little easier to have a higher ranking in your earlier years because you're looking at 3 year averages that start at a smaller number in the beginning. So, but you see a lot of people like anytime the Inc. 5000 list comes out, you can go to LinkedIn and you're going to just see a ton of people posting it. It's the people that are on there that are like, yeah, this is our 8th straight year or something like that, which I have a lot of respect for that because that means you're continuing and sustaining the growth. So this is...
It has to be pretty slow and steady.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is, though, is a measurement of revenue growth. The industry, it's industry agnostic. So you look at some of the, you know, the top companies on there, which... Well, there is kind of a funny story because the number one company on this year's list is, I don't think, a company anymore, are they?
Yeah, it was BlockFi. So they were a big company in crypto that you could give them your crypto or your dollars. And it was like a savings account, basically. And maybe they did some other things. I'm not an expert on what they did. But that all went belly up over the last few months when crypto has melted down, when the stock market has melted down and all that. And yeah, I think FTX bought it for 10 cents on the dollar or something. And now BlockFi will be a service under FTX. And FTX, for those who don't know, is one of the larger crypto exchanges like Binance and Coinbase or whatever. Yeah. So they basically, yeah, they had this great growth the last 4 years and blew up.
So we're thinking they don't make we're thinking that they might still make the list next year. Who knows? Because they had 245,000% growth. You know, and I know that all of you listening can't see me right now, but I am wearing a hat with a skull and crossbones on it, like a pirate ship.
That's the BlockFi logo now.
I'm wondering if that's if I'm secretly honoring BlockFi in that regard, because I think a lot of treasure went into that chest, and a lot of it, and then it was gone.
Well, it just goes to show, right? Like sometimes these high growth companies, especially when they're VC backed and all that, right? Like they take off like a rocket ship. but sometimes they explode in glorious fashion. And it's so funny that BlockFi is like the perfect example of it.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that until you brought it up when the list came out. You went to get, oh, who's on the list? You looked at it and you're like, oh, so.
Whoops.
Yeah. So that happened.
Yep.
Anyway, so, you know, I mentioned industry agnostic. So these are all, when you talk about the Inc. 5000, everything is ranked. They do categories, they do states, they do metropolitan areas. So we're talking about full scale. So full scale ended up being number 878 on the list of 5000. And, you know, I mean, that's a pretty good score. I'm okay with that. We were number six in the state of Kansas. That number sounds a little bit better. And then we were number 78 in the category that they put us in, which was kind of interesting because we were business products and services, but not necessarily IT. So well, they have all that.
In Kansas City in general, when you talk about tech companies, we were definitely like at the top of the list. Yeah. Which is really cool.
We were number nine in Kansas City. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, Kansas and Missouri, Kansas City is more of it's in Missouri than it is in Kansas. And someone listening to that just blew their mind. Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs play in Missouri. I remember when Eric Perkins was and his brother were on Startup Hustle TV, and the moment that they told him that Kansas City was actually in Missouri, do you remember the look on his face? Yeah. He's like, wait, what? Yeah, so we blew someone's mind.
Is it
going to
shock you when I tell you the New York Giants play in New Jersey?
Yeah. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers play in Santa Clara, so you know, which is basically San Jose. All right, so here's some of the categories. They ranked them by industry. So you have advertising and marketing, agriculture, arts and entertainment, automotive, business products and services, which is what full scale and the category we were put in, computer hardware, construction, consumer products, consumer services, crypto and blockchain, e-commerce, education, energy, engineering. It's a lot of categories, right?
There's a lot of categories. You know what? I looked at automotive for fun, and you would immediately think, well, like, wow, Tesla must be on the list. They're not even on the list.
They're not a private company.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's got to be a private company, which means you can't have had your IPO. So environmental services, financial services, food and beverage, government. Health, so health has product services, human resources, insurance, IT services. Yeah, I was a little, so yeah, I was, we were curious about what they bundled us into because they ask for your suggestion and then kind of make the determination on their own. Legal, logistics, manufacturing, media, real estate, retail, security, software. So we could have, I mean, sometimes I put us in the software category.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, because that's what we do. We make it. Go to fullscale.io to learn more about that. Sports, telecommunications, and travel and hospitality. So we were out of the whole list. We were number 78 on in our industry. So, like I said, when you make the list, you make the big list, you make your state list, you make your city or regional list, and then you make your industry list. So you actually kind of win four awards, which I think is pretty cool. So you know, Inc. delivers us. We got, you know, we did license the logos. You know, I think it was like $1,500, and they send us a whole pack. We didn't have to like build a lot of stuff, and they send us everything we need, and we can now include that, and it's great validation. So you talk about like why. That's why. I mean, and I do look at a lot of people's websites and, oh, I see a bunch of badges and they're like, yeah. And I won the Boy Scout Badge of Honor in 1988. And so some of it, but yeah, I think this is a good one when it's pretty well known. It's pretty established. Now, Matt, here's the crazy thing. You're on this thing three times.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo. Three times.
One, two, three. All right. See, that's easier to count to than 5,000. Let's talk about that for a second, because in addition to being involved with Full Scale, you know, we own the company, but you have been also involved at you went to Camp Digital, which on the list is known as well. I'll let you explain.
Well, so I joined the company a few months ago, so I have like nothing to do directly with the growth over the last 4 years.
Sure, you do.
The company, the company was called Home and Local Services, and they've since renamed to Camp Digital. And, you know, they brought me in to help improve the technology and grow it and all these things. Now, what's interesting, though, is Fullscale helped them build the original version of their software. So, and that's something else we should talk about. Like, didn't we find there was like 15 or 20 companies on the list that Fullscale had worked with?
No, that had been on Startup Hustle.
Oh, that had been on the podcast. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of our clients, and unfortunately, you know, we can mention Camp Digital. Go to campdigital.com to learn more about that. But you talk about like roots running deep. I mean, you were originally suggesting Fullscale to them, and that's, you know, we still have a relationship with them, and so much that you're involved in the company now. So, and, you know, so we did have a couple active clients on the list, and, you know, we have a lot that, I don't know, we have a lot of clients, and we had a lot of, we have found 16 past Startup Hustle guests that were on this year's list. That's just this year.
Yeah.
I mean, for if we went, it would have been a lot of work to go back and look through all of them. And you know, if we look back at over 900 episodes, I bet we have a triple digit number. If not, I mean, I would guess that at least 25% of our guests or 20, I bet 1 in 5 have been on this list at some point.
That's pretty awesome.
I would say that's probably fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, or worked at a company that was, and that's how deep this runs now. So, all right. So you got Fullscale. Now we got smoked by Camp Digital rolled Fullscale up and smoked it at summer camp, man. Cause you guys, that was 365.
365 grown 1,621% in the last 3 years. And God, so man, we're a digital marketing agency for home service companies. So that's a totally different industry from Fullscale.
I mean, Fullscale only grew 723%.
Only.
I know. You know, the craziest thing about that number, Matt, is during that 3 year period, we purchased no advertising.
That is really incredible.
It's crazy.
And now, have almost 300 employees.
We did this podcast. We did a lot of content marketing through a blog, and we did host people at our suite events, which has been a huge hit because it just got us in front of and around a lot of people that we started conversations with. But yeah, during that 3 year period, there was no external advertising, no CPC, no nothing.
That's pretty incredible. Crazy.
Yeah. So then there's a third company, and that's the one that we were talking about last year. You had a successful exit when Stackify was acquired by Huntington Beach, California based Netreo.
Yep.
And they're on the list.
They're on the list. Number 3,453.
Yeah.
Grew 151%. Now that includes all of Netreo, not just Stackify that I sold, but last year Stackify was on the list on its own and we were ranked 379.
Yeah.
379 on the list. So,
you do is win. Is that what you're trying to say?
And honestly, I have a really cool plaque on my wall in my office from last year from Stackify being on the list. And it's one of my favorite things. I've always loved the Inc. 500, and my old company, Vin Solutions, was in the Inc. 500 multiple times. And I have a plaque in my office from that. I'm looking at it right now. It's just cool. I just always think it's one of the coolest accomplishments.
If you go to Watson's home office, it's just draped in awards and plaques. And yeah, it's crazy. You walk in and money just starts falling. And if he touches you, you turn into gold. It's really weird.
No, it looks like my little kids have destroyed my office. That's what it looks like, really.
I was thinking it was something different. Yeah. I did mention when we were at the office and we looked through the list, I was like, shit, Watson's on here 3 times. And I was like, I'm going to be back, guys. I'm just going to go see if I can get him to touch me some more because I think I might turn to gold. So congratulations. But yeah, I mean, it's legit. And that's, you know, that's okay. So there is one thing that happened after I won or after Fullscale won. And I don't want to use the word I didn't win shit. Our company as a whole.
Yeah.
They did it. I got the easy job. There's 300 people that show up and do great stuff. But, you know, so I went to the bank afterward and I was at the teller window and I had that little plastic tube and I was trying to shove the Inc. 5000 award in it. I couldn't get it in the freaking tube. And I was trying to like show them, they're like, you're going to need to come into the lobby, Matt. And so I went in and I was, you know, I tried to fill out a receipt and they said the amount and I put Inc. 5,000 in the box and I passed it to the teller. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I want to put this award in the bank. She said, you can't put an award in the bank. And I was like, oh. And I thought about it and I was like, yeah, actually, it did cost a little bit of money to win this award. So then I realized, I'm like, oh, so the award really doesn't mean shit unless you do something with it. Now, not everybody feels that way. Some people like the validation, but I think if you're going to do stuff like this, you need to have tasteful and productive ways to make the award do some work for you. Matt, when you think about that, I mean, I think that, you know, you talk obviously, you know, you have things like social media posts, you put it on your website, maybe email signatures, things like that. I mean, when you doing stuff like that, it helps other people that want to do business with you see some of the mainstream validation, which in my opinion, makes it easier to buy from you.
You know, everybody loves third-party proof, right? If you're talking to an investor or a potential customer or whatever, it's great third-party proof, right? Like if I'm looking to buy whatever kind of tool, it's pretty cool if I'm looking at their website and like, wow, they're one of the fastest growing companies. They must have a cool product. They must be doing something the right way. It must be a well-run business, right? Like it's just great third-party proof. And the other thing that's great about it is it's a good reason to talk to the press. Like I've been in the local business journal before and we've been on other startup, online publishing things that interviewed us because we were in the list. And so it's a great thing to use to help make some noise for various reasons.
Yeah. And I think that's with everything you mentioned, you know, I think another thing that it's good for is, you know, at Full Scale, we sent out an image to our employees.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and said, hey, if you want to post this and you're proud of it, go for it. And a ton of our employees did. And, you know, those are the people that make it happen.
It's a good way for them to feel successful too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Share the success.
Celebrate internally.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we did skip over a couple things and wow, you know, if you hear a thunderstorm in the background, it just really started raining where I'm at. So
lightning struck three times this year.
I know. Did it for on the Inc. 5000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you did there. All right. So we talked about the eligibility and criteria and some people are interested. If you're interested in how you can apply, I mean, you can go to Inc.com. They will walk you through the, you know, they have a whole application process and those applications get processed by the end of March in whatever year that it's going on. You do have to have generated at least for recent ones, you would have had to have done 100,000 in revenue in your first year and 2 million in your third year.
And that's a lot of growth.
Yeah. So that was their criteria. And then you need to be privately held, for profit, based in the United States, and independent, meaning not a subsidiary or a division of another company.
Yep. There you go.
So that's the criteria. And then, you know, we talk about when that list comes out every year, right around this time, right around mid August-ish.
Yeah. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I should have been on the list. It's something you got to get your marketing team or somebody, you know, get make them aware and have them look out for it. Another company I'm invested in that's here in Kansas City is a company called DealerQ, and they're killing it in automotive right now. Some old Vin Solutions team there. They should have been on the list. They didn't apply. Ah. And so that's the thing. You've got to apply and, you know, things you got to look out for. So it's, if you've got somebody in marketing, it's something they should have on their radar.
Well, and the reason that you have to apply is because there's roughly 7 million companies that could meet the criteria.
Yeah.
And the issue is, you know, that data isn't free flowing for private companies. Private companies aren't charged with reporting this information publicly. So if you're not going to share it, then how are they going to know? What do they say? If the award falls in the forest and no one's around, did it really make a sound?
And what I would recommend is you know, as your company, you know how fast you're growing, right? You know what your revenue was in 2018 and 2021. Do the math and say, okay, where we're growing, have we grown 30%? Have we grown 3,000%? What have we grown? And if you'll feel like the number is high enough that it would make the list, then go for it. You know, it's something fun that you can do. Now, if like, oh, we've only grown 40%, it's probably not going to make the list. And, you know, fine, don't apply. So,
yeah, 40% wouldn't get it done. Let me count. You want me to do it out loud while I scroll?
To make the like top 500, you're going to have to be like hundreds of percent.
Yeah. And
over,
then, I mean,
well over 100%.
It, you know, it's not that crazy to be in the like bottom of the list.
No.
I mean, it was like 150% growth. I mean, yes, you still have Netro to do something 150%. Right. Now, some people might look at that and be like, that doesn't sound like that much. Go do it. It's harder
than it
sounds.
I mean, let's be honest. For most companies, growing 20, 30, 40% year over year is a big accomplishment.
Yep.
Right? But the older a company gets, somebody like Microsoft or Apple or Amazon, like growing that fast is a huge, you're talking about huge numbers at that point.
And they did at one point.
And that's why they can't do it anymore.
They did at one point. Yeah.
Yeah, but at one time they did. So it's a lot easier when you're small.
Well, you know, I want to give everyone an additional reminder that today's episode of Startup Hustle was brought to you by the 2022 Inc. 5000 number 878 fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably.
And we can help you be on the list. We can help you grow.
Help us. Come help us have a better ranking next year and the prior year, or the year after that, the year after that, the year after that.
And we can help your business grow.
Yeah. And, you know, with that, there's a lot. Let's talk about that for a second. This is, and kind of on our way out of this episode. Yeah. I still don't like the fact that why aren't there, you know, we need to see some lists for who makes the most profit, not just the most revenue. Because while there's 5,000 companies on here, how many of them do you think are actually profitable?
Well, and that's a really good point. And that's what I think that's a big part of the problem with the startup culture, right? Is people look at the top line revenue or they just look at how much money people raise, but nobody ever talks about if they're profitable, right? And people get worried about with, I'd almost call them vanity metrics. They're not really vanity metrics. Like they're important, revenue and raising capital and stuff. Those are important things. I wouldn't really call them vanity, but it almost feels like vanity instead of like making a business that's actually profitable, that's a real business. People get so hung up about how much money did we raise and how much revenue do we have, but really it's about making money.
Yeah, we got a local publication here in Kansas City that's overly obsessed with that shit. And it's just like top VC-backed companies. Like, who makes a fucking profit, man? Who makes money? And
how's that going, you know, for BlockFi?
Well, that's my point. And you know, so much of this is a bunch of crap when it comes to, you know, like who cares how much you raised? Fullscale's never on that list. We started it on our own. We grinded it.
I'd much rather have a business that's growing. I'd much rather have a business that's growing 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% year over year that is not losing a lot of money. Maybe they're losing a little bit of money because they're investing in growth, but they're just slowly plotting along and profitable, good business, right? Like those are awesome businesses. And they are less likely to blow up too because some VC tried to put rocket fuel into it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that's a huge accomplishment. Don't get hung up on this growing thousands of percent. Like growing 40, 50, 60% a year, huge accomplishment.
Well, we wrote big checks, but no one cares about that. Why is that different? I mean, for real, why is that different than a VC? I mean, I think it's actually better. You got skin in the game, man.
Yeah.
Putting your own chips, you put your own fucking chips on the table and play with them. You know,
gotta make it work.
I think that takes more guts than doing it with someone else's dough. But, you know,
I digress.
Come to the Startup Hustle chat and tell me I'm wrong. That's what half the people there do on a lot of days anyway. So that's what it's there for, though. Right?
That's what it's for. I love the Startup Hustle chat. I have a lot of good conversations.
I do too. Well, you know, Matt, we wanted to put an episode out. I think we covered everything here. We covered, where you can find yourself in a magazine and online. You can go to Inc.com and work through the registration process or the application process. It did not take that long. I mean, it does take some effort, but
you gotta send them financials.
It wasn't crazy. Now, if you don't have your shit together on your financials, then it might be a lot more work. You know, we're talking about the eligibility requirements. It's 3 years of growth and revenue. You do need to see some kind of spread on that growth. List comes out annually, and who's on it is who's on it. Now, if you do get on it, there are a couple things that I didn't mention. You do get invited to a gala, a black tie gala, which I will not be attending this year. Did you go?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't really do that shit. Do you?
No. I mean, let's be honest, Inc's running a business, right? And they make a lot of money off all this, yeah. And they make money off the gala and selling tickets.
Yeah.
It's all a way for them to make money. But it'd be a cool event to go to, I bet.
I did get invited to participate in their master's program, though, which I had to apply for and have been approved to publish content on Inc.com.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's coming. Cool. Yeah. What should I write about?
The podcast.
Why less never show profit and only show revenue growth? You think they'll want to publish that?
Yeah. That's your first.
All right, Matt. Well, I got to get back to work because now I've got to set the standard. I got to get on this list again and again and again. I think Netrio was on it. That was like their fifth year in a row.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of companies, yeah. Multiple years.
Yeah. I'm out, man. I'll see you next time.
All right.
Time.
Back to work.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it like we do it.